Now, a Sinn Féin councillor jailed for his part in a bomb attack that killed six people in Coleraine will not oppose plans for a memorial to the victims. And the councillor who's on the line is Sean McGlinchey. He's the former mayor of the area as well. Sean McGlinchey, good morning. Sean, I'm just going to improve this line. It seems a little distant at the moment. I'll just bring it up that it's a little clearer now for us. So, Sean, for people who will be listening to this conversation in Coleraine, for people who will be related to those who died, this, I'm sure, is a very, very difficult conversation to hear on the radio. And I'm referring to the relatives of the late Elizabeth Craigmile, Robert Scott, Dinah Campbell, Francis Campbell, Nan Davis, and Elizabeth Palmer, who were all pensioners, who were all Protestant, and who were all killed by you when you left a bomb in that town in 1973. Is it difficult for you, Sean McGlinchey? Is it difficult for you being you with that memory?
Well, obviously, that's a private matter that I've dealt with myself over the last number of years, not there, like, I think about wrong for me. See how I feel. This chair has made it very clear. It's the victims is utmost in this whole debate.
Your thoughts are with the victims. Your thoughts are with the families of those victims as this memorial is planned.
Well, again, like obviously, like as I said in the past, like, you know, I made it very clear on the 25th anniversary. Not there, like, you know, my views on it, and that is on record. So I don't want to get into this how I feel. That's how the victim feels this time.
People, however, who are listening to the programme, they may or may not be aware that you spent 18 years in prison for the crime that you committed. They'll also feel uncomfortable that you have a say in whether or not a memorial is to be erected to them. You've decided not to object to this DUP motion.
I think that's very, you know, very unfair. Like, no, again, there's nobody on our party or any party would object to a memorial for victims. What I and my party will be objecting to is the motion itself. Like, it's very selective on the victims. Like, we will be asking the amendment put in that looks after the Castle Rock victims, Ray Steele victims, Nancy McCluskey, who was battered to death by the RUC and Dungiven. So what we want to do is not make that selective. We want to make sure that it's all victims, that there's a policy across the borough for all victims.
People may feel that you're making political capital out of the deaths of those pensioners who you killed.
Well, I think, you know, myself, my party didn't bring this motion forward. Like, you know, again, like, unless the point, we don't want to make political capital out of it. We're not making political capital out of it. We never have. The DUP and Arlene Foster opposed the election money and stormed it and had to go to the High Court. If we're talking about victims here, let's talk about all victims and let's do it from today. That all victims are catered for equally.
But you created these victims. You caused these people to be victims, and you do have a say now. And you're a former mayor of the area. Do you go to Coleraine? Do you spend time in Coleraine? Do you be through Coleraine? Do you feel comfortable in Coleraine?
Again, I'm elected by the people of Dungiven, or the borough of Dungiven, who I represent. The council sits in Coleraine, and I attend all the meetings that I have to go to Coleraine. So, look, no, I represent the people of Dungiven and the wider area. Like, I represent everybody that comes to me.
And even though you've gone on record, as you say, in the past, in relation to this, it's very much in the headlines again today. You come from a prominent Republican family. Your brother probably being one of the most notorious and famous Republicans of the entire Troubles. Do you regret your involvement?
Well, I wouldn't say my brother's notorious. My brother and my other brothers and family are very well-respected family in our community. And I have no regrets of my involvement within the Republican struggle. The men and women that took the struggle up. And again, you know, we have to ask the question, like, who created the Sean and Donovan McGlinchey's? The state created it back in the 60s and 90s. And again, that's, you know, unfortunately, we don't want to get into that debate. Just the victims here again.
Yeah, but do you really believe that, Sean, all these years later, with those six people in their graves in Coleraine, that you can blame someone else for leaving that car that day in that street and the warning not being given and the people being killed?
Well, again, I'm not going to get into the situation. No, you're saying there that their warning wasn't given. Again, that's incorrect. But that's not the way we want to get into this debate. We're debating a motion by the DUP on a memorial for Coleraine victims. As a party, all we're saying is we want an amendment to ensure that there are victims here too, as I stressed earlier on, and I named the victims.
And are you eventually going to lead this round to having memorials to people who were in the IRA and have those go through council as well? Because the people you referred to who are deserving of memorials were all those who weren't involved in any group or organisation. They were in the wrong place at the wrong time when they were killed. Whether it be the young man who was beaten in Main Street in Dungiven, whether it be the people at Grey Steel or the other atrocities, Castle Rock, that you've made reference to. These people were not members of the IRA. Maybe you could refresh my memory on the Castle Rock example, however. Just remind me who died in Castle Rock.
Yes, there was three innocent victims shot dead by Lawless Murder Squad, yes.
So these are people who had absolutely no involvement whatsoever in anything, and you're calling for memorials to those people as well.
No,
but is the next step to get memorials to the Republican dead?
No, I'm not calling for memorials to these people. What we're talking about is just for the victims. Again, and I stress this here, like, this debate now is not about, you know, like I want for memorials for. This is about victims at the moment. And unfortunately, the DUP are again being selective on bringing this into the chamber. The proper way to do this would be bringing the chief executive, the council group leaders, to discuss the best way forward.
One final question, because it's a question that's coming up here on screens in front of me from people who are listening to the programme. Have you ever had feedback from the families, direct feedback from the people you killed?
Well, as well on record, like, I have a close friendship with one of the family victims, and again, that's a private, personal relationship that I have, and I keep that private.
And some people, you're not the first person, of course, to have been involved in the Troubles, to have been involved in the killing of someone, and then to have struck a friendship with a family member. That of course, is very difficult for some people to understand, some people to accept, but that's where you are now in 2018.
Yes, that's correct, yes.
Sean McGlinchey, I appreciate you coming on and speaking to us this morning, and thanks very much for your time. Thank you. That's Sean McGlinchey from Sinn Féin. I want to speak to Alan McLean, who's the DUP's representative and the councillor that brought forward the motion for this memorial. Alan McLean, good morning.
Good morning.
Sean McGlinchey's very clear in what he's saying, that you're selective in who you're remembering here, and I don't think anyone's going to have any objection to the remembering of and the honouring of Elizabeth and Robert and Dinah and Francis and Nan and Elizabeth Palmer as well, who died that day. But are the DUP not prepared to recall the other atrocities, the likes of Grey Steel?
This motion is here tonight because I was contacted by representatives of some of the families from the Coleraine event, who feel that it's obviously one of the events that has been forgotten over the past years, and that there is no permanent memorial. And the first time they actually had a memorial event was 5 years ago, and some of the relatives weren't able to get to that. So they just felt that they wanted something done. I'm focusing on the event in Coleraine. Like, as far as the DUP would be concerned, any innocent victim should be remembered, regardless of what side of the community they came from, if they're an innocent victim.
Is there a memorial to the people of Graysteel? I simply don't know if there is a permanent and council-sponsored memorial to those people who were murdered in that trick-or-treat atrocity.
As far as I'm aware, no, there's not. But you need to check that with some of the council officers. But again, I mean, if a member of the council wants to bring that forward as a motion themselves, they're quite entitled to do so. I'm focusing on the Korean event, which is what I was asked to do by some of the relatives. And to be honest, I don't like to be distracted from what we're talking about here. It's this one event that we want to remember. As I say, any member's quite at liberty to bring forward a motion on any of the other events if they feel like it.
Do you appreciate the fact that Sean McGlinchey is not objecting in any way to this memorial?
Again, as far as Councillor McGlinchey is concerned, what he does is not important to me one bit. I mean, that's a matter for himself, what he does. I am purely focused on the families and what they have asked me to do, and that is what we have brought forward.
This memorial initiative that you're bringing to council, the motion that you're bringing to council, there will be this objection from Sinn Féin to have it altered.
Well, I'm not sure what they will do. I mean, that's a matter for themselves. They can do, but my motion is purely on the Korean event, and I hope that people recognise that. As I say, if they wish to remember some other event, they're quite at liberty to do so and bring a motion themselves if that's what they want to do. But as I say, I do not want to distract from the fact that this is about the Korean bombings.
And how do you feel as a public representative, and I think this has been well documented in the past, about Sean McGlinchey's friendship with one of the families of the victim that he killed?
Well, again, that's a matter. I mean, I do understand that not all relatives and all victims react to incidents or events in different ways. I mean, everybody has their own way of dealing with that, and that has to be respected. I mean, you know, I do realise there may be one or two of the victims or relatives out there who don't want to see maybe a memorial in place because it may remind them of that terrible day. And, you know, we do have to take, and that's why we've actually called for, rather than just go straight for a memorial, to have a consultation with the relatives that's there so that we can come up with something that hopefully will suit everyone.
And to suit everyone, and I don't mean to suit everyone who's associated with the loss in Coleraine, I'm talking about to suit everyone who's associated with loss in this part of the world. An acceptance of memorials generally would seem to be one of the strongest arguments from Republican quarters and Republican circles. Do you think at any point in the future will there be an acceptance of memorials to those who Republicans would see as the fallen dead in a conflict?
Well, as our motion, and I would quote this word again, is to innocent victims. A large number of what would maybe be seen as the Republican memorials would be to IRA members themselves. And as I say, I have no problem supporting a memorial to any innocent victim of the Troubles. But I certainly would have a difficulty if it was a member of a proscribed organisation.
But Sean McGlinchey makes the point, the likes of himself and his brother Dominic McGlinchey, people like that may not have been involved. Sean McGlinchey may not have been on that street that day in 1973 if it hadn't been for what he calls the state influence and how he came to take up arms against a group that was working against him and his family. And if we look back on the history of Northern Ireland, his argument would be that he took up arms to fight against an opposing force, and he was justified in his opinion in what he was doing. And now there's a peace process. Now there is a new world. Now there is a new political dimension, whether the government at Stormont works or not. But we've moved on so much from 1973. This is 2018, and that's the sort of progress that we have to make to recognise everyone who was injured or killed in the Troubles.
Again, without sounding too much of the same tone, I keep referring to the fact that an innocent victim, I have no problem commemorating at all. Those who saw themselves as whatever they want to see themselves as, I just couldn't think of any terrorist. I mean, at the end of the day, the state is the state, and that was the government was in place. They obviously saw that they've now gone into a political way of going, and they saw that their terrorism didn't work over the years that they did do it. And I just couldn't support a memorial not to an IRA terrorist, no.
And finally, ultimately, what would you like to see in Coleraine, and how would this memorial manifest itself if you had your choice?
Well, again, it's not really my choice. It's on behalf of the victims that I'm raising this, and it's what they want. And that's why we're going out to the consultation period to see, because, as I say, there are a few who are maybe not so keen on something that's in their face all the time. So it may be the form of a smaller, just a plaque or a memorial with the names on it, whatever, as I say. But we leave that till we get a consultation period with the relatives to see what would maybe suit that we could come up with that would suit everyone.
Okay. Alan McLean, thanks for coming on this morning. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's Alan McLean from the DUP is bringing forward this motion for the memorial. 02890 333 105. 02890 333 105. As I mentioned at the beginning, and I'll mention it again at the end, the most relevant people in all of this are the six people who died that day back in 1973. Elizabeth Craigmile, who was 76, Robert Scott, who was 72, Dinah Campbell, who was 72, Frances Campbell, who was 70, Nan Davis, who was 60, and Elizabeth Palmer, who was also 60. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Whatever's on your mind, 02890 333 105.